is Dr. Jennifer Ruckstad, and the Executive Director of the Missouri State High School Activities Association. Joining us in our studio is now retired Senior Associate Executive Director, Stacy Schrader.
Hello.
Hi. Today we're going to be talking about Jack Miles, and we have referred to Jack Miles several times on the podcast. We are in our centennial year. We've talked about Jack as one of the former executive directors, but we lost Jack in early winter of 2025. We wanted to dedicate an episode to him. While he was the executive director of the Missouri State High School Activities Association, he was retired for many, many years and is a longtime friend of the association. We wanted to talk just a little bit about him. So, Stacy, you want to just go over the kind of the basics of where did he come from? When did he serve as the executive director? How did he get here? And
sure.
I may stop you and ask more questions, but let's...
Absolutely. Jack was a Missouri guy. He grew up in Shelbina and went to Shelbina High School, now called South Shelby. But when he was there and graduated in 1955, it was Shelbina High School. Very, very involved in school participation. He heard letters in music and football and basketball, baseball and track, and was also part of school plays as well. And as I said, he graduated in 1955 and then came to Mizzou to get an education degree.
Okay. Now, fun fact, my mother is from Shelbina, and Jack Miles and his wife, they both attended Shelbina High School.
Yes.
My mom went to South Shelby. My aunt and uncle both went to Shelbina High. Jack and Darlene were nearly the same age as my Aunt Helen. My uncle, Jim Beckett, also resided in Columbia. Helen would have been a 1954 grad of Shelbina High School.
Yeah, they were small school. They would have known each other.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. In fact, my mother sang in Darlene Miles' sister's wedding. Darlene had a much younger sister, like my Aunt Helen. My mother was his younger sister. So anyway, we have a connection. Jack and Darlene and I have had a connection through my mother's hometown, but then other boys in Columbia life for quite some time. So he was from Shelbina. How did he get to work with Misha?
How the job kind of developed was the executive director at the time was Irvin Keller, and his assistant executive secretary, who was Richard Duvall, was going to be leaving. Mr. Keller needed a replacement. And Irvin Keller was looking for a bright, energetic, intelligent person to become his assistant at the Missouri State High School Activities Association. And I've got a quote from Keller talking about what he was looking for. Keller says, "The board wanted a young man who would be with me for a number of years, someone that could carry on the programs that the state wanted. The board was more interested in the type of person and his abilities, not so much his experience. They wanted him to grow up with the association." And that's kind of what he was looking for.
Okay. And so he went to Mizzou. Was that correct?
Went to Mizzou, graduated in 59, stayed there and got his master's degree in education. And all the while he was working in the equipment room at the University of Missouri and knowing a lot of the folks that were involved with our championships and our activities that were going on there. And we'll hear a little bit about that from Jack himself, actually, today.
Okay. And then he served in the military.
He did. After he got his master's degree, he was in the military for 2 years and was in Germany, actually, when he started discussions with Misha about this job.
Okay. And he married his high school sweetheart.
He did. Darlene was his high school sweetheart. And while he was in the military, they actually had 2 kids at that point in time. And one came later. Susan came later. Had 3 kids while he was working at the office.
Okay. Let's lead into Jack talking about his hiring.
Okay. I fortunately was able to, in the writing and the research for this Misha Centennial book that's coming out this year, I was able to interview both Becky Oakes and Jack Miles last fall of 2024. And I've pulled some cuts out of those interviews that I did with them. And the first one I'm going to cut to is Jack Miles talking about Irvin Keller, who again was the third executive director for the association, hiring him and exactly who recommended him.
He hired me out of service. I was in Germany when I was hired.
How did he know you, or how did that come about?
I had worked numerous high school events at Cherry University. I was with the athletic department equipment room.
Okay.
So I worked the basketball here at Brewerfield House, track and field.
Gotcha.
I was also a basketball official and a football official and baseball official. And so I had many opportunities to engage Mr. Keller throughout my college career. He knew I was here and what my quality was. I worked for him on numerous occasions. That gave me a leg up, I think.
Yeah, you might mention
Smokey Keller.
Smokey Keller. Do you remember that name?
I do not. Who was Smokey Keller?
S.J.O. Smokey Keller. He was with Physical Education Department.
No relation, though.
Oh, really? Okay.
Okay.
But he and my brother, who graduated from university back in 40, I guess, was 39.
Oh, wow.
We're very close, and he was an official track official, starter state track league for 17 years in a row, and was, you know, just a personable, very nice person, and he was in the phys ed department, worked football, Football Association, coached the official association. He was in my background in terms of the possibilities of working here, the recommended league pretty high.
Let's hear a little bit more. He has this guy in his corner, Smokey Keller, no relation to Irving Keller. How did it end up?
The next cut I have is actually Darlene Miles explaining what Irving Keller was looking for in an individual to replace Richard Duvall, who was leaving the Mish office.
Mr. Keller, Irving Keller, knew that this young man was going to resign. He told Smokey that he wanted to find a young man that was green behind the ears. Smokey said, I have just the man. And he sent him a letter.
So he's in Germany while this is happening. Mm-hmm. And Smokey has decided he's going to back Jack Miles for the replacement of the individual who was the assistant at that time. So he gets hired in 1962.
Mm-hmm. Started in August of 1962.
And comes to our staff, and he's just the third assistant secretary, who at the time we called Mr. Keller executive secretary.
Correct.
And we had an assistant secretary, and so Jack is hired as the third.
But he digs in and learns from Mr. Keller. Mr. Keller starts teaching him and transferring all of this knowledge and philosophy about the programs and the whys and the hows to Jack.
I don't know much history of Mr. Keller. Was Mr. Keller an educator prior to being at the Mish office?
He was at the lab school at Southeast Missouri State University. He went to school there after his grammar years and eventually became the principal of that school, was a coach at that school, coached a couple of his brothers, and then became the director of the entire lab school directly before coming to Mission.
Okay. But even though he has a degree in education, Jack Miles never worked in schools.
Correct.
But he came to the association with background in obviously sports.
Education degree, master's in education, would have done a student teaching, but right, and came directly from the service to the association.
So now we have a number of assistant executive directors. Jack was the only one at that time. How many sports and activities was he administering?
He had everything, basically. At that point in time, from what he explained to me, Mr. Miles was very involved in overseeing Jack administer these activities. So the basketball, track, baseball, all of the activities, plus speech and debate, when the activities came in, Jack had. Mr. Keller had music. He had the oversight of music, but everybody, as is still kind of the case, everybody was involved in music. But Jack was handling everything, including the entire officiating program, setting up all of the rules meetings for all of the sports at that time. Had only boys sports as far as championships and rules meetings at that point in time, but Jack was doing it all.
Okay, he changed rules meetings to a point here in Missouri, is that correct?
Yeah, he had to bring on, when he started, they were already doing football and basketball rules meetings. They didn't even have a football state championship yet, but they were doing football rules meetings and doing basketball. But he then, as during his early years of being assistant secretary, he expanded those rules meetings onto some different sports, which he'll talk about here in the next cut.
I would end up the rules. I mean, for football, basketball, and we started track later.
So rules meetings initially started only for basketball and football, and that were that way solo until track came in as the third set of rules meetings.
Track and wrestling.
So at that point in time, the staff was extremely small. The executive staff was really only Mr. Keller, Mr. Miles. Janie Bark was there. She was not yet a part of the executive staff at that point in time. Mr. Keller advanced her when he retired in 1977. It was an extremely small staff. They're still renting space at the MSTA properties by the university. And probably by the time he became executive director, there were still only about 7 staff members.
The Missouri Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association did not exist at that time. Is that correct?
Correct. He played a role in getting it started with a group of his contemporaries back then as the Missouri Athletic Administrators, and now we know as MIAA.
Yeah, that was in 1971. So at some point he brings Becky Oakes onto his staff, who later becomes the executive director who follows him.
Right.
I think you've got some cuts from Becky talking about Jack.
When I interviewed Becky in Springfield for the book, we did a lot of talking about the folks she knew through the years, and I wanted to spend a lot of time talking about Jack. And I never worked for Jack, but have known him my entire career here at the Misha office, and saw he and Darlene at all of the championships. They were just fixtures. He always worked state track, so saw a lot of him, but I wanted to hear from her perspective what he was like to work for.
Jack was probably one of the most conscientious, fair-minded person, as a person individually and as an administrator, that I think I've ever worked with. He was always trying to make sure that whatever bylaws came in, whatever board policies got adopted, whatever we had to do in terms, he was always wanting to make sure that it was fair for everybody, that it was the right thing to do. And of course, half the people, sometimes that was the right thing to do, right? Half the time, you know, it's not.
She also talked some about the fact that one of Mr. Miles' responsibilities was cheerleading. It was instrumental in advancing Missouri cheerleading and actually wrote the first manual for the activity of cheerleading. And that was the precursor for the National Federation's first cheerleading rule book, was the Missouri Cheerleading Manual.
Jack had started the cheerleading when it first got started, so he kind of traveled. In fact, Jack was the first chair of the Federation's Cheerleading Rules Committee. We had really upped our game with it by that time, and we were very involved. We had written our own manual. In fact, what we had, a lot of it went into the very first rule book at the Federation.
So he is running the show as an assistant for the most part. He was with Mr. Keller 15 years. You never met Mr. Keller, is that correct?
That's correct.
So what we know about Keller, we get from other people who knew him. Jack worked with him for 15 years. I believe you have a cut where Jack talks about Mr. Keller as his mentor.
Mr. Keller was a very unassuming person who was a terrific educator. He was my mentor. Well, he just had a way of not getting upset about things. Looking through and seeing what the solution might be, and you know, working it out as best it could be worked out. And I was very impressed. I'm very fortunate to have him as a mentor.
Okay. So the two worked together, and during that time, we expanded. Our office was close to the University of Missouri campus in the MSTA building. During the time with Dr. Keller and Mr. Miles, we moved.
Yeah, they heard about a gas station on I-70 Drive Southwest coming up for sale. And in this next cut, Jack is talking about that and that transition. The MSTA was nice enough when we first needed a building to allow Misha to rent space first in their building and then in two different satellite offices kind of across the parking lot they owned. We were in those three locations on 6th Street through the years before we were able to buy property, sat on that property for a while, and then they built the first Misha-owned office building in this clip Jack talks about.
There was a filling station, and I can't think of any part of the state. They just came available for a pretty good price. And so once we learned that, well, we jumped real quick and proceeded to build a building there.
That was an amazing step, probably, for the association.
Yeah, it was.
They're all
put into debt to do it. I finally paid off the last $1,000 of a loan before I retired.
Glad to get that loan paid off.
Just in time for us to get another loan. During his time, there was significant expansion for a number of reasons, but significant expansion for the association.
I asked him what his proudest accomplishment was during his time with the association, and I'm going to let him tell you himself what that was.
I'd say the biggest thing was the implementation of all the girls' programs. That was the big thing at that time when I first became executive director, and it basically doubled our program.
Right. And how quickly did you have to increase staff?
Well, we didn't until then. We hit
just hours in your day.
Yeah, we got by on a pretty small task for a long time.
So he was really proud of the girls' expansions. It actually started in Mr. Keller's last part of his tenure. He retired in 77. Our first championship was girls' basketball in 73, and then expanded through 74, 75, and 76, and had pretty much everything except for cross-country by 1976.
Which came after Title IX in 1972. At this point, Miles is still the only assistant secretary at that time, or have we added another one?
No, he was the only assistant secretary to Mr. Keller, and then when Mr. Keller retired, became executive director in 1977.
Okay, so this expansion of girls' sports, do we know more about Jack's involvement in that? He's proud of it, but more about his involvement.
Yeah, he talks about the expansion and what it took.
Talk a little bit about when they first came in. I know it kind of came in sport by sport. Also, they started in some cases with just districts before they got a state championship. Tell me a little bit about that.
Except the school participated in a given sport, a girls' sport. At that time, we looked at going to districts, and eventually, as it continued to grow, we go into state tournament.
Okay.
Basketball probably started what kind of day again, and I think it was maybe a year we had district only, and then the state played different sites around the state.
And
Northwest Missouri State University and Northeast were two of the sites to picked up girls' basketball quickly, because that's where the big interest was. And it just took time, you know, and as schools began participating, then he had other problems come in terms of supporting that. Rules meetings, that would be the big thing, the rules meetings. There's a lot of things that came along with that.
He talked some about, in our interview, almost overnight it felt like to him they'd doubled their programs, where they had all the boys' programs, and then the rapid expansion during those years up through 1976 of adding the girls' programs. Basically, the same staff was doing double the preparation and support for the activity. So it wasn't an easy time.
So he eventually brings someone else on to help.
Yes. And that's where Becky Oakes comes in. She was first hired as the assistant to the executive secretary in 1982. She tells a story that she did not witness, but it's good to explain what Jack and Mr. Keller's relationship was early on.
Mr. Keller, when he retired, I think the way, this is, I'm paraphrasing, but it was basically, good luck, Jack. He put his hand on, he had some folders, and he said, you know where I live, and you know what my telephone number is. Mr. Keller never came to a tournament, and he never came back into the office after he retired.
Wow.
I can remember when Jack had a question, I mean a big question, which pretty much was, have you looked here? Have you looked here? Well, Jack had to do all those before he ever stuck his pipe in, got his big expandable folder, and off he's going to Mr. Keller's house. That's kind of how that worked.
He did work
there some.
He most certainly did.
But he always had an armful of papers to go over.
So it's surprising to me to hear that Mr. Keller, who still lived in Columbia, never came to the office. We see Kerwin Erhan 3 or 4 times a year in the office, and he lives in Florida.
Yeah.
So, you know, everybody's a little bit different.
I expect a little bit of it was as soon as Mr. Keller retired, he started on the first Misha history book, and he wrote that from 77 to 79. It was published in 79. So I think he had his work cut out for him, which I can relate to. That is a job, and he was working on that nonstop and probably talking a little bit on the phone, I would imagine, as well. But yeah, it wasn't as involved as some of our executive directors, which we love when they're involved with our activities, and we see them a lot.
All right. So Jack hires Becky to help with this expansion of girls' sports that's growing and growing in the early 80s, about 10 years in to the addition of girls' sports. And Becky gets trained by Jack.
We kind of tend to pass things down that way where Mr. Keller trained Jack, and, you know, here are the histories. Jack did that for Becky, and Becky did that for all of her staff members. It's kind of generational the way that works. In this clip, Becky talks a little bit about the road trips and the training that Jack gave her.
When I first came in, Jack was extremely helpful to what I would say is give me support to get my feet on the ground in the office about not only what my responsibilities would be, but also the philosophy and the purpose of a high school activities association. You've heard me say many times, I got the history lessons. And he took advantage of whenever we would go on trips, he would always take advantage to talk me through, well, we're taking this trip and we're going to do an administrator's meeting. And it would be how the administrators meeting that started, what we tried to accomplish with it, what kind of the personality of that part of the state might be, what would be their, what I would say, kind of their hot topics that would come up from time to time.
You know, Becky was able to tell some of those stories even at Jack's funeral, where she talks about the education she got in the car. They weren't all history lessons either.
That's true.
There were some really cute stories from those days. They spent a lot of time together. What were some of Jack's greatest accomplishments or most notable accomplishments in his time as executive director?
During that period of time, they really tried to emphasize sportsmanship and trying to get the schools and the membership to really understand the importance of interscholastic athletics and activities and how it was connected to the classroom. They emphasized that a lot. Obviously, the addition of the girls' state championships was huge during the end of Mr. Keller's period and the transition into Jack, and the bulk of the additions took place during Jack's tenure. The appeals committee actually was added during that period of time. Prior to that, we only had the board of directors as the one level of appeal. Now we have the two-step process, and that started during Jack's tenure. They really started to try and use technology and specifically computers at the state championship venues during his time, and he kind of pushed that process and that made additional things possible at the championships. He oversaw two different additions to the I-70 Drive Misha office. They expanded the executive area for more executive staff, and they added a south addition for MASSP. They were our partners in that building for a number of years. Big title changes took place during this period. The Board of Control became the Board of Directors during Jack's tenure in 1987, and also Jack's title went from Executive Secretary to Executive Director. So lots and lots went on in advance during his tenure as Executive Director.
as current executive director and having relationships with all three of my predecessors, I can say that all four of us have very different personalities. And I think you have a cut of Becky talking about Jack's.
Yes, she was always talking about how he was able to stay calm. So this next cut, we get to hear her describe that.
Okay.
I think I only really saw Jack get what I would call upset. I mean, really upset one time. Okay. He always was able to somehow keep all the steam underneath a hat or something.
Okay.
You know, and I think that's what helped so many times, because we went through some very difficult times where it would have been easy that if you would have had a short fuse, mm-hmm. it would have been easy to create additional problems for us.
So Jack retires after a long career with Misha. Becky takes over. So Jack was a leader on the national level while he was executive director, but also locally. When he retired from Misha, it was not the end of his work life. So maybe let's talk about national leader within the NFHS.
Okay.
A couple of the things he did.
He was on several committees through the National Federation. And one key thing in my mind was he was instrumental, because Missouri was fairly early in the addition of the girls' state championships. And the National Federation did not have girls' rules for girls' sports at that time. And he was a part of the process to write the first National Federation girls' basketball rulebook, is my understanding. And that was kind of a big part of being able to bring things in and get them moving, was having the rules for girls' basketball.
Wasn't he also the chair of the first Spirit Rules Committee?
He was instrumental. Missouri and Jack was overseeing Spirit in the early days before Becky came on. And we had cheerleading clinics going on. And when it was becoming a national Spirit cheerleading and dance, which was called POM at that point, POM-PON, they had to write a rule book for that. And he was a part of that process because we already had written one. And
okay.
So they were able to take a bulk of what we had done into the national rule book.
And after his retirement, he went to work as the executive director of the Show Me State Games for many years.
Yes, the senior games was his area of that, and worked there for, I believe it was 10 years. Had a great career with them and advanced Missouri to one of the strongest senior games in the nation.
And of course, he had numerous awards within our state and nation. And we presented him with the Keller Award in 1992.
Yes, our highest honor.
Yes. Any final thoughts on Jack Miles in remembering Jack?
Well, his loss was a huge hole for Misha. It was wonderful to have he and Darlene around at all of our events and to see them in Columbia, and not being able to do that anymore makes me very sad. But he is a person that will always hold a strong part of the Misha history, and we will look forward to seeing Darlene around town and at our events.
And we do see Darlene. She's been around quite often, and we're hopeful to continue to see her. We know we will. We are as much a part of her life as she is of ours. So thank you for listening to the Misha All Access podcast, Remembering Jack Miles. This is Dr. Jennifer Ruckstad, the Executive Director of the Missouri State High School Activities Association. Thank you for listening to the Misha All Access podcast and having an interest in Missouri high school activities and athletics. If you enjoyed today's episode of the Misha All Access podcast or any of the episodes in this podcast, please consider subscribing or liking with your favorite podcast provider. It helps other people find us, and we really appreciate you listening and supporting the Missouri State High School Activities Association.